and white sweater, I think that he'll be a great liturgist someday. Please follow along as I read the scripture from the Bible, and it's found in your pew Bible on page 960 or up on the screen. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Mm-hmm. May God bless this reading of his word.
I don't know when was the last time that I preached a message on this text on Sunday morning. I know I have on more than one occasion shared this at a funeral, knowing that there are those who would gather there on a funeral day that are worried about the future, worried about what's going to happen and all that sort of thing. But I wanted to, as I shared with you last week, just to go through it. I'm just going to hit a whole bunch of parables over the next few weeks because parables teach us some wonderful things using imagery that perhaps we can get at. And this is a beautiful one here this morning that we read about worrying, or I should say perhaps not worrying. And in this parable, both the birds are used and also the flowers of the field. I always wondered about birds. You know, they don't seem to get stressed out over anything, do they? They just fly around and do their things, and they get their food. I don't know where they sleep. I don't know what they do, but they keep on singing each and every day, keep doing their thing. They have nothing to worry about. They don't stress about their kids. They don't stress about their spouse. They don't stress about anything. They just live, and their Creator takes care of them. With that in mind, with that understood, as Matthew is recording what Jesus had said to the disciples and those who were gathered there on the mount, he says, if God takes care of the birds, why are you worrying so much? Because he cares about you and me more than he even cares about the birds, and God does care about the birds. So I ask you this morning, I say, don't worry. And you say to me, probably, yeah, right. You don't know what's going on in my life. But the Bible says, don't worry. Do not worry. I had someone tell me one time, if you don't want to have stress in your life, then die. Think about that statement. If you don't want stress in your life, then die. Well, there won't be any more stress anyway. Although I'm not so sure about that, if one doesn't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, I'm not sure if hell is a stressless kind of place as well. But for those of us who knew Christ as our Savior, sometimes I think, you know, go ahead, Lord, come back and take me. I don't have to deal with any of the stress. But life kind of has built in it stress, doesn't it? It's built into life, isn't it? What happens when that nice little baby is born? What's the first thing they do? Cry. Stress right from the get-go, right? I don't know what the maybe I want something. I don't know what I want, but I want something. They come out, and if they don't cry, well, then the doctor makes them cry. Stress right from the beginning. And it never leaves after that. Stress isn't a bad thing. A little bit of stress, I think, is a good thing, because if you have a little bit of stress in your life, there's something there that's kind of making you think about what's important. God tells us, Christ tells us through this parable here, that He takes care of us. Life is divinely given. I've shared with you before when Lisa and I were going to be parents the first time. And the first time we weren't parents because she had a miscarriage. And our doctor, who is a Christian doctor, had said, you know, when we were kind of trying to work through this, and, you know, why would this sort of thing happen? Because, unfortunately, we didn't really know anyone that had a miscarriage. Well, after we had a miscarriage, we knew a whole bunch of people that had miscarriages. Apparently one of those things that people didn't talk about much. But he said, you know, Dave, Lisa, there are millions and millions and millions of things that have to come together just right for a baby to be born. And only one thing for that not to happen. I thought, you know, you're right. He said it's a miracle, really, in a sense that babies are born alive and healthy and normal. But it's because God is behind all this. There's a creator, God, who's behind all this. Life is divinely given. He's trying to tell us in this text here that life is divinely given. It's important to the Creator, so it must be important to us. If we have life, then we are important to Him because He gave it to us. It's not just divinely created, though. And there are some who believe that God created and then said, okay, go for it. That's not the way God is. God didn't create and then just say, go for it. God created and He said, you know, I'm going to be a part of this from this point on in your life. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. So life is not just divinely given, but life is divinely sustained. Without God, you and I would not continue to exist. Without God, the birds of the air wouldn't have what they have. The flowers wouldn't bloom the way they bloom. So, the author again, Jesus Christ of this text, because Matthew is recording what Jesus said, says, why worry about food and water and body and clothes if God is in charge? I want you to think about that. I want you to think about worry versus concern, because they're different. Worry is wrong. Worry is a sin. You know why it's a sin? Because what worry says is, I'm trying to fix something that I cannot fix. And what are we doing when we're worrying? We're looking at life at this level. We're looking at life and saying, whatever's going on right now in my life is a mess, and I want to try to fix it, and I can't fix it. What are you leaving out when you're worrying? You're leaving out God. You're leaving out the vertical when you worry. There's a difference between worry and concern. Concern for a Christian can be someone, certainly we're concerned about whatever it is that's going on in our lives, right? I mean, whether you're in the hospital dealing with something or your child is in trouble or whatever's going on, concern is a godly thing. Christian concern says something's wrong and I need help fixing it. There's a difference, isn't there, between worry and concern. The birds of the air have no worry. The birds of the air may be concerned at times. You ever noticed that they tell us sometimes if you look at the animal kingdom when something is about to happen that's not good, whether it's like an earthquake or a severe weather change all of a sudden, if you watch the birds, or if you watch your dog or whatever, you'll see that sometimes they kind of have an inkling of what's going on before we do. Well, they're concerned. Something's changed. They need to do something. But innate, I believe, in nature is also God created those beings to respond when things don't go well in a certain way. God ordained that. Sometimes you and I leave that out and we worry. We worry and worry and worry. And who of us, by worrying, can add a single hour to our lives? Worry will take hours away from our life rather than adding to them. Stress is something that, when it's big, should not last long in our life because it creates other issues as well. Worry. Worry versus concern. I hope you're getting it. Do you get what I'm saying this morning? Can you see the difference between worry and concern? Do not worry. Jesus says, do not worry. If you trust in me, do not worry. No matter what it is, do not worry. And some of you will say to me, well, Dave, what about the starving and the homeless in our world? What about them? They're starving. Where's God? What's going on? Well, I'll say to you and me a couple things about that, and I don't have the answers to everything that's going on. But there's starving and homelessness in our world because we live in a world that is tainted by sin. I'm not saying that those who are homeless and those who are hungry are homeless or hungry because of what they've done. I'm saying sin as a whole has tainted our world. It's made us selfish. It's made us greedy. It's made us all about me and about no one else. You know, when we look around us in our community here as the Church of Jesus Christ, we're trying in some ways to do this, but why do we have a food pantry? Because we know we have people who are hungry. We know they have people that have needs, and so we have that so we can help provide that sort of thing. God calls us as the Church of Jesus Christ to be His answer to what they might be worrying about. We can feed the hungry. We can clothe the naked. We can help those who can't help themselves. We can do that sort of thing. Sometimes when it's beyond what the church can do, I believe while the government does what the government does and probably does more than they should, we should be doing more and they should be doing less. But they're doing it because there's been a gap there. I don't think we've done our part as the church over the centuries like we should be. But we do it because it's the way God has designed us ultimately to do that, to care about others. So that doesn't mean that God doesn't care about the starving and the homeless. He very much does. And He's calling us to be His voice, to be His hands, to be His feet, to help be the answer. But He does tell us in His Word, too, because of a world tainted by sin, it says in Matthew 26, verse 11, the poor will always be amongst you because we live in a world that we live in. And no matter what you do, there'll always be those who are there, but we are continued to reach out to those we can in our sphere of influence, wherever it might be. Reach out. Be a helping hand. Don't worry, but be concerned. If we understand that God takes care of us and provides for us like the birds of the air, then worry shouldn't be a part of our vocabulary. Oh, to be a bird, though, huh? Oh, to be a bird. I just live without a concern in the world. You know, I understand that a sparrow can eat a bushel of corn a year. A little sparrow. A whole bushel for a year. I mean, you know how big a bushel is, you know, of corn? That's a lot of corn for one little tiny sparrow. If you were a sparrow, you thought about that. If you're like us as human beings, we find everything to worry about. A sparrow would sit there and say, how in the world am I going to get a bushel of grain to feed me for the year? Right? That's the way you and I think. But oh, to be a bird. Because the bird understands, innate in that bird is that I have been created and I'm going to be sustained by God. No, they don't have a soul like we do. I mean, I'm not trying to say that the animal kingdom has things. We have a soul that they don't have. But God built them to rely on the Creator. And so, here we are. And we worry. And the bird just goes and sings away, knowing that tomorrow will come and God will provide. And we sit here and think, what's going to happen now? My life is all messed up. I don't know what to do. Oh, to be a bird. I guess what you and I need to do is be a little bit more attuned to the divine sustainer of life. Yes, we're called to do our part. We don't just sit there. The birds still look, don't they? They're looking for the worms, or they're looking for the grain, or they're looking for whatever they do. They're looking wherever they're supposed to be looking, but God is providing. And likewise for you and me, we are called to go ahead and do, to put one foot in front of the other, to put our hands out, and to put our eyes out there looking and hearing and whatever it is we need to do what we need to do in our lives, but count on Him to provide. You don't need to worry. You can be concerned. But if that concern is pointing up to the one who provides, that's honorable. Because God will do it. Oh, to be a bird. They sing all the time. And so should we. I don't think we sing enough. I don't mean hymns on Sunday morning, but I just don't think we sing enough. We don't praise enough. We don't thank God enough, because instead of doing that, we're worried about the stuff of life. Even in difficulty and danger, we can sing because God's in control. Joy can coexist with difficulties in our life. We can sing even when things are difficult because God's in control. Because His word here says He's controlled. Don't worry about what you're going to wear, what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink. Look at the birds of the air. Don't worry about what you're going to wear, because Solomon, in all his splendor, he wasn't even dressed like the flowers of the field. If that's God, how God takes care of the flowers of the field and the birds of the air, how much more will God not care for you and me? We act as if it's up to us. God says, I will sustain you. I will take care of you. Why is it on Sunday morning that we have an offering? It's acknowledging the one who's given us everything by giving it back, saying thank you. Thank you. Maybe it puts back in perspective for us again. What I have isn't mine. It's yours. Thank you. I don't need to worry. You are His child, and He knows what you need more than even our earthly parents do. I encourage you, as the last couple verses of this text indicates to us, and I close with this: seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. You see, that's where the rubber meets the road in this parable. And the story is, trust me with everything, and all these things that you need will be given to you. Interesting, as Shannon shared with us about a financial concern that was coming up you didn't even know about, and God provided before you even got it. Don't worry about tomorrow. There's enough going on tomorrow. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Just trust Him. Would you do that this morning? And some of you are probably going through some tough stuff right now. And if I was to be really honest and I had you close your eyes this morning, which I won't have you do that, but if I had you close your eyes this morning, there's some of you that if I said, are you worried? You'd lift your hand. You don't need to worry if you've put your faith and trust in the one who created you and sustains you. You can be concerned. And you got to take some steps, perhaps, to get where you need to be. But trust Him with what's before you. Don't trust yourself. Let's pray. God, thank you. Thank you for your investment in us through Jesus Christ on the cross. God, I pray for anyone here this morning that spends a lot of their life worrying. Did you help them to stop? It's not right to worry, because when we worry, we're leaving you out of the equation. And God, we don't want to leave you out of the equation. We want to put you in the center of it. God, help us to stop worrying. And when we need to be concerned, help us to look to the heavens and ask for help and leave it there. And God, as we close our time this morning and we partake of Holy Communion, indeed, again, once again, we're looking at the fact that you paid a heavy price for us so that we could leave it there. We trust you completely because of the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, on our behalf. It's in his name we do pray. Amen.